And the time is 8:56. This is Morning Edition on WYLL AM 580. And we're saying good morning to Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois, for the Commodity Market Report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jim. And grain futures are a little bit lower today. We certainly have had an up and down market so far this week in the grains, and part of that is just taking a breather from a feeling that we know what's going on the growing crops, and we really don't at this stage of the game. China did come in and buy some beans overnight, 136,000 metric tons of new crop beans, and unknown destinations took 120,000. We did see export bookings come in on kind of the light side of things on the corn at 22.3 million bushel and new crop 15.8 million bushel. Note, Mexico is still the largest buyer of U.S. corn, and they took about 30% this past week. Heat and dry conditions, yes or no, for the second half of July. We're certainly into pollination at this stage of the game, and that will pick up next week and the following week. So that weather will be extremely important for corn production. On the soybean side of things, export bookings and old crop were really minimal. 15 million bushel of new crop, China, again, the biggest buyer. Wheat exports, 11.5 million bushel, all the 26 crop. Right now, we see the July corn futures, which expire on Tuesday, after the Friday WASD report, Tuesday, July corn at 431 and three quarters, down 3 cents. December at 451, down 5 1/4. August soybeans, 1184 and three quarters, down 8 1/2. November beans at 1185 and a half, down 6 3/4. The August meal, 313.90, is up $1.60. August bean oil at 70.58 is down 28 points. On Chicago wheat, we're down a penny or two. On the December wheat at 621 and a quarter, down 2. December KC wheat down a penny and a quarter at 658 and a half. We are seeing the livestock futures this week kind of all over the place, but the hogs had a nice rebound yesterday after really some relentless selling over the last several weeks. We've got August live cattle futures at 237.87, that's up a quarter. August feeders at 363.30, up $1.25, and August live hogs at 99.22, down 42. I believe the July hogs also expire on Tuesday. Outside markets show the crude oil down about 71 cents right now at 72.80. After a really big surge in crude values the last 2 days, the metals markets are higher again after a big break and really tied into, are we or aren't we going to see vessels go through the Strait of Hormuz? The dollar index at 100.71 is down 0.05. It's a nice sign for exports out of the U.S. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.